we talk in terms of strains, but we identify strains as genus and species, and that's not true. For example, Lactobacillus is the genus, and Acidophilus is the species, and within that, there's millions, if not trillions, of different strains or different bacteria that represent the genus and species. And within that trillions, we need to find the key organism that provides a specific function. I look at like a football team. There's a lot of people that could play quarterback, but there's only one quarterback that's profound that can do something very, very special. And that's really the simple identification of smart bacteria. Which ones, who are you? What do you do? And how good are you at doing what you do within the fermentation process?
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Boost gut health, performance, and profitability with Digestrum Prime, a phytogenic feed additive that enhances digestion and immune function in dairy calves. Learn more at dsm-firmenich.com/prime.
With early detection in health, reproduction, and feeding, SmaxTech future-proofs your dairy operation. Excellent, a novel product for the management of hypocalcemia. It's uncomplicated excellence. Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together. Adiseo USA, producers of Smartamine M and MilkPay.com.
Lalamond Animal Nutrition, partnering in microbial solutions for a changing world.
Hello, welcome back to the Dairy Podcast Show, brought to you by Wisenetics. My name is Barry Bradford from Michigan State University. Today, I'm happy to welcome to the show Richard Brunig. Richard, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, good to be here.
So Richard is as an entrepreneur. He, in his most recent venture, he's the founder, president, and owner of a company named Priority IAC, which we'll get into in a little bit. But Richard, if you could start us off with telling us a little bit about your background. I understand you're a Wisconsin native. Tell us about how you got into dairy and the nutrition business.
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm, a commercial dairy farm, and seven other siblings and three brothers. And I had a aspiration for genetics. And I bought a registered calf, and that led me to I was neighbors to one of the most premier purebred farms in the country, in the nation, Pinehurst Farms at the time. And the herdsman there was my judging coach. And so he tutored me, and I learned how to fit cows. I got to travel the country, seeing a lot of dairies as a very, very young man. And at the age of 20, I was got a phone call who said, I have a dream, and I was told to call you. And I went to a place called Clover Mist and built a profound purebred genetic operation there that a cow by the name of DRA August, Exxon 96, is recognized today as one of the cows that literally changed the red breed. And there's a lot of genetics on the black and white and the red side that go back to this cow, DRA August. I learned a lot there at that. A lot about vaccines, and a lot about I had a mishap there that a misformulation that was feeding 1,000 times the levels of trace minerals. I didn't know it. I fed it for 30 days. I lost a large number of cows, and that's led me into what I'm doing today, because I had to figure out how to save the rest of the cows. And a lot of people appeared to me, gave me ideas. And one day a gentleman walked in unannounced and said, I heard about you. I'm a PhD rumen microbiologist, and I'm here to help you. I have found organisms that do this and this in a lab, and I need you, the best cow guy in the country that I know, to tell me if it's true or not. And that led into a 10-year relationship where he really showed me the value of microbiology, and that pH and microbes is the key to life, that microbes work in different levels of pH, and they're profound in what they do if you find the certain microbes. So when the dairy sold 25 years ago, I started this company, and it's been very interesting on how things have progressed.
Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together and the first ingredient in animal diets. Priority provides a more cost-effective and easier approach to nutrition. We recognize that not all bacteria are created equal. The specific strain truly matters. Priority IAC selects unique strains to provide the best performance in animals, and that's why we call these strains smart bacteria. Founded by Richard Brunig, helping to improve animal health one herd at a time.
So maybe we could start with on that. What is Priority IAC? How did you come up with that name?
Well, Priority IAC stands for International Animal Concepts. And what I saw back at the farm, my mind works on what we know to be true may not be true. And I've always been that way at the farm and what I do today. And this is an international concept. We get calls from all over the world asking about the word called acidosis. And why is that here? And what can we do?
Okay, very good. So you're using the terminology microbiology nutrition. So I think everyone probably knows what each of those two terms mean, but when you put them together, you know, what does that mean to you? What are you using that for?
Very good question. There are two specific fields. Microbiology is a field, nutrition is a field, veterinary medicine is a field. And I saw clearly on the farm that the fields didn't come together as one for the benefit of the whole. So I looked at microbiology, and when I heard that we're feeding animals, by the way, the soil and humans the same, but we're really feeding the microbes. And the microbes is what really feeds the body. That was fascinating to me. And so how can we take the field of microbiology and what we know and take the field of nutrition and bring them together as one?
That leads into this concept, I guess, that you're using called smart bacteria. What does that mean?
Another good question, because this field of microbiology is not very well understood. We talk in terms of strains, but we identify strains as genus and species, and that's not true. For example, Lactobacillus is the genus, and Acidophilus is the species, and within that, there's millions, if not trillions, of different strains or different bacteria that represent the genus and species. And within that trillions, we need to find the key organism that provides a specific function. I look at like a football team. There's a lot of people that could play quarterback, but there's only one quarterback that's profound that can do something very, very special. And that's really the simple identification of smart bacteria. Which ones, who are you? What do you do? And how good are you at doing what you do within the fermentation process?
Okay, so how does this relate to acidosis? Are you looking for species that will allow you to feed a wider range of diets and prevent acidosis, or how do you think about that?
Well, the word acidosis is really the accumulation of lactic acid. I'm talking broadly here. On the human side, this is exactly the same. The carbohydrate model is to eat and convert to glucose, and organisms do that, and convert to lactic acid, organisms do that, and take that lactic acid and then convert it to VFAs that the body can use. So why are we trying to buffer lactic acid? Lactic acid is a part of the model, a part of the process. If we have acid indigestion as a humans or acidosis in animals, we are missing the organism. We are missing a profound organism that can use that lactic acid as its food source and convert it efficiently to VFAs, volatile fatty acids. And then you can feed the cow very, very differently when you're confident that you have the right smart bacteria to do this work. And all the dynamics of nutrition then changes.
I'm curious how this is implemented on farms. Are you working with nutritionists to try to help them think about different ways of formulating diets when you're incorporating a smart bacteria approach?
Yes, if they're willing. The industry is locked into a certain mindset, and it's been a difficult start. But the groups that I have that have come to me first is producers. Something is wrong. Something's not right. What we're doing doesn't make sense to me, and I'm looking for a different way. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that come to us. And the group that I have or represents me in the field are largely former producers that I teach microbiology nutrition to. They've seen the effects on their farm and go, well, I can do this. But the next group that's coming here, and I do have some former nutritionists, yes. And they are the most difficult because I have to tell them to take out everything that you've learned for a new concept. And that's not easy for the mind to do, but they're coming to priority at the moment.
I know one of the more difficult technical challenges is in terms of feeding viable bacteria is just how do you deliver this through a distribution chain and actually to the animal and have an organism that will actually then grow within the rumen or the hindgut. I'm sure you have intellectual property you may not want to disclose, but is there anything you can talk through with us about how you guys have approached that challenge?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And they're not easy to deliver.
Yeah.
They're viable organisms that have been put in a dormant state, and we have technology that keep them in a dormant state. We know how long they can stay in that dormant state. We know how they should be handled, and they cannot be put in grain mixes. Now, spores can, but you lose some of the possibilities of doing the best work when you only work with spores. So at the moment, we work with spores and live bacteria that have been placed in a dormant state. We teach that this needs to be put in at the dairy, at the TMR, and don't pre-mix it with any other ingredients. And the industry has been able to accept this because if I can get the health challenges I have to go away, I'm willing to do anything on the front end to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing you kind of alluded to is how, you know, the strains or species may differ, but the complex microbiome exists not only in the rumen, but other parts of the cow, and also in the soil, and also in lagoons and digesters. I'm curious, is your company exploring opportunities in other aspects of a farm beyond feeding it to cows?
Tagline was for healthy cows.
Okay.
And every species has come to priority with the same challenges. 3 years ago, I was asked by a group to help with the soil, and my response was, I don't think that's my work to do. Today, I'm in it.
Okay.
I've got 7 producers across the country that have come together as a group. I've been moderating it and saying, look, isn't it interesting when we test the force across the country soil, how consistent it is? Isn't it interesting how consistent agricultural land is? Isn't it interesting that the weeds you're trying to kill only grow in the area you're trying to kill? Isn't that interesting? Everything in life has to do with pH. It is interesting that agricultural land on a log percentage scale is 1,200% higher in pH than the forest. So who's right, nature or man? It's very, very interesting things, but it all comes down to pH in our gut, in the animal's gut, in the soil. I had a long-time producer share with me last week, the way to fix the soil is the same way that you're feeding the cow. And it starts with pH. Everything grows or likes a certain pH. And isn't it interesting that when we grow these smart bacteria, that they're always working on nutrition to grow the highest density of organisms, where in nutrition, we don't focus on that at all. We never talk about microbes, and we never talk about how to grow the most dense amounts of organisms within the gut as we do in the fermentation process. So why the disconnect?
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
What would I've heard some about this for like soil applications. Just a very simple question. What does it look like to actually implement a microbiology strategy? Is it going in with fertilizer?
I'll take a comment that was given to me by a producer. He said, I don't think anybody knows. So now, based off of that, we have a microbe for the soil that we've done some work on and show some nice yield gains, but it hasn't worked on manure soil. So what's wrong with the manure? The soil with manure is much different than the soil without manure. I'm giving you some very broad views of things at the moment, but we're looking at, I believe that priority's role at the moment is to make sure that the manure going to the soil is the most wholesome manure possible. And I recently launched Ocean Minerals, which is minerals that are all available, none in a rock form, with no sodium bicarb. With no sodium bicarb. We're 14 months in with some pretty profound results. Heal hairy warts. What's within is without. Heal hairy warts came in the 80s. There's many, many things that have happened since the 80s. Primarily, we've made our forages much earlier maturity than we did back in the 80s. And many in nutrition don't account fermentable fiber as a carbohydrate. And it is. There's two parts to fiber, the wood portion and what can be used. We don't need the wood. We need what can be used. And that's a major contributor to the carbohydrate load. Why that brought about the word acidosis in the mid 90s. And we've added more and more sodium bicarb. And we know that doesn't work. We've added more and more rocks in the form of calcium. That hasn't worked. What's wrong within that the body can't defend itself? That's looking at it from a microbiological level. The body should be able to defend itself, and it can't. And I'm not going to lean on too much because I don't know the chemistry. That's not right. But there's something wrong with the chemistry with sodium bicarb and all these other rocks, and including rumensin.
Okay, so when you implement these strategies with, you know, feeding smart bacteria, as you call it, what do you typically see for outcomes? I mean, if you're helping with acidosis, do you see a uptick in milk fat? What do you typically expect, first of all?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because we don't give them any promises. We say to them that your diet's going to be cheaper and it's going to be much healthier for your cow. Number one, you've got to fix the major problem, and that is pH imbalance. And you've got to be confident that that pH is in the normal range every day. And with the smart bacteria, number two is that you're going to make every cow's rumen the same. Every microbiome, human and animals, is different. By feeding this, you make them all the same, primarily, so that they can handle a one-group diet. We as nutritionists are making a diet that is fed as if all the rumens were the same microbiologically, and that's simply not true. So in smart bacteria, you're going to make them all the same, and then do you have the organisms powerful enough to get that lactic acid used correctly? So the outcome is we say things very, very different. There's no need for wood, fiber, straw, or garbage hay in any diet. The animal's nutrition is done for a 24-hour period. Do not have feed left over. Do not drive intakes because you'll go broke. Drive ration density. How can I get the most milk on the least intake? is the key. And then we teach about fiber, that there's two parts to fiber, the wood and what's usable. We teach about MUNs, that MUNs should be in single digits, not in double digits, because it's an indication for you easily to determine if you have the right balance of carbohydrates and nitrogen for the optimal growth of bacteria. We teach that there is no such thing as bypass protein. There's two parts to nitrogen. Nitrogen comes in an amino form and an ammonia form. And what we refer to as an amino form, we tag the word bypass, but it doesn't bypass. It's just in a different form. And really, in rapidly fermentable carbohydrates, the rumen would prefer the amino nitrogen over the ammonial nitrogen.
Give your calves the digestive advantage with Digesterone Prime. This phytogenic feed additive blends essential oils, herbs, spices, and plant extracts to optimize digestion and nutrient absorption. By enhancing feed intake and supporting gut health, Digesterone Prime boosts your calves' immunity and growth while increasing profitability. Plus, it has no withdrawal periods, making it a smart choice for your feeding program. Learn more at dsm-firmenich.com/prime.
So there's a lot of profound differences in microbiology and nutrition, but number one, we have to have the utmost confidence from my end that you have the specific organism to do all these tasks in the rumen, and then make the rumens as one on 1,000 cows. You made them all as one, so you can feed them all the same diet. It's not like it was years ago in a tie stall barn. I got a little more of this and a little less of this. That's just not possible anymore.
Very good. I'm maybe a little bit off topic, but I'm curious too. We were talking before we started recording about your favorite NFL team, the Green Bay Packers, and a example of long-term leadership for long-term success. You've started a number of businesses. You've led a number of different businesses. You know, what are a couple of keys that you've learned about leading a successful team in your space?
Well, it's to be united. Leaders don't realize that they're leading. Here, we're leading a completely different way of nutrition. So it's looking around the room and saying, are you with me? Are you united with me? This is a purpose. This is a mission. And we need to be united in this purpose and this mission. And it's been very successful for me because those around have to look at, is this the right thing to do for humanity? Is it the right thing to do for the animal kingdom? And if they, in their minds, are aligned with where I'm going, it's very, very powerful. So it's the same as we talked earlier about the NFL. Green Bay Packers is not owned by an individual. It's managed, in essence, by a board of directors. And it's fascinating to watch, in essence, how they become unified as one, and they stay together as one to lead a very profound professional sports team that is the icon of all hockey, baseball, basketball, and football in the nation. They're very interesting to watch.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Definitely a unique franchise among all the major sports in the U.S.
It is. And the key word is they're united as one. That's how to make it work. And when I've recognized that when you do something different and priority is very different, that it gets heavily, heavily scrutinized. The launch of Ocean Minerals has been heavily, heavily scrutinized. And in that scrutinization, I've learned a lot. Scrutiny is a good thing because you learn in that scrutinization what the cause and effect of what you've done. So I view it that priority took a leap. I went through this logically in my mind for 2 years and then said, we need to go. And in the process, again, you're really scrutinized and you learn a lot in that process.
It's time for our famous three.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Our Yeast 40, ruminal and intestinal double modulation by ICC Animal Nutrition. Feed solutions that surpass expectations. Learn more about the benefits of working with Schooler. Visit schooler.com/feed. That's schooler.com/feed. Natural Biologics delivers cost-effective solutions to improve health and productivity, helping conquer the rumen health and immunity challenges your animals face. Your partner for extra animal performance, Berg & Schmidt Animal Nutrition.
AgriTrack, leading traction solutions for herd health. Contact us today to boost safety, comfort, and savings for your herd. Invest in the best. Who would your cows choose? Modern solutions for modern cows with AHV. Contact us to beat biofilm-related issues in your herd.
Better feed means better outcomes. This is why Lalamond Animal Nutrition, a global leader in microbial solutions, developed the clean feed approach. Lalamond protects your silage with research-proven forage inoculants, offering expert advice and services to maximize your investment and profitability. Their cutting-edge microbial solutions help boost feed efficiency and production, ensuring you are supported from field to feed out. Learn more at cleanfeedapproach.com.
Well, we've got three questions we always throw at every guest towards the end of the episode. I'm curious to see what you have to share with us. So, first of all, what's your favorite dairy-related book or resource?
Whoa, that's a very interesting question. And innovators write the books. I don't do a lot of reading or talking to others because they detour where I believe we should go. So I'm very careful about that. And as I said, innovators write the books, and I'm planning to do so.
Very good. What about your favorite book or resource outside of agriculture?
I do a lot of meditation. When you're alone, you have the ability to process a lot of things without interference again from the outside. And I've learned that the outside really brings you back to where you are today, rather than if you're in meditation and going and reviewing. And I ask myself I speak to myself in two words: what if? What if what's being done is not accurate? What if we're all following the same path? And what if that is not accurate? And so I read a lot of spiritual books, and I found a lot of the answers in spirituality rather than written books by others.
Well, the third one we've maybe already talked about, but I'll ask it nonetheless. In your opinion, what sets successful dairy professionals apart from those who are less successful?
They need a purpose.
Okay.
They need a purpose, and then passion comes with the purpose. And everyone around you can join in when they're clearly defined what that purpose is. Then you have passion, and that passion leads to unity.
Wow, well said. Very clear there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Richard Brunig, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an interesting conversation. I've enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So this has been another episode of the Dairy Podcast Show. If you haven't followed the show or liked it yet, make sure you hit the button so you don't miss the next episode. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with Elite Remote Talent without a time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.